And good morning to you all, each of you, on this beautiful spring day. It is Portia and the guides, and we are happy and grateful, delighted to be with you today. Your question this week is indeed about the season of spring, and what spring represents. What you may glean from it, what is important to understand and see with this energy of spring, a new season. What can spring give to you to allow you greater understanding and awareness of your life and all of life? We know that everyone knows that spring represents new beginnings, birth, springing forth of life that has been underground, so to speak, gathering its references and all of its energy to bloom forth, to come forth, to reveal itself above the ground in the springtime, in all of its beauty and brilliance and color and life. There is a lightness to the spring season, a rising to this season. This is our first note to you about spring, and as you observe spring coming forward, wherever you are in the world, to tune into the energy of spring. This is not a mental exercise. It is for you to gaze upon Mother Nature, what spring is bringing forward for you to see in your own backyard or your neighborhood, your community, and feel it. Feel the essence of spring, of hope, of the thrusting forward of life, of truly newness. So this would guide you to check in with yourself. What can you let go of that is old, that is no longer providing, nurturing, nourishment, and progress in your life? The spring energy is forceful, and it can allow you to release these things if you embrace the energetic flow of what spring represents. It is to shed the old, to come forth and to bloom and to be born into the new. So this is a great exercise for you as spring is upon us. Check in with yourself. And we know also that this will cause some rubbings or challenges within your being, because many of the things that you have held so dearly and have believed to be foundational truths for you are outdated. They need to be released from you, shed by you. And so as these things come up, as you do your own inner work and you ask, what is outdated within my system, whether it be behavior or actions or beliefs or ideas that you have held to be so true, ask the question. Keep asking the question until they all come up for review. This is a wonderful time to do this work, as the energy of nature and spring is supporting you, lifting you, lighting you, and lighting your path also. So you will find, as you ask the question, what is old and outdated within my system that I need to release in order to move forward into my greater good and greater service? There will be things that come up and have heavy-duty voices to say, no, I am with you. I am with you always. I have made you safe. I have made you secure. I am a rock. I am a pillar within your being. Take the moment and take a breath and feel yourself soften as this voice and this aspect of yourself is talking with you. Be observant. How do you feel as it is talking to you? Is it a bully energy? Is it domination? Is it something that is coming from fear, but is making itself even bigger because of its fear, and so trying to blow you down with its volume, with its arguments? This is just one example of an aspect that may come up and speak with you. You will know truly if it is from God, Divine Source, because of the energy. God, Divine Source, is always loving, tender, true, yes, powerful, but you are in alignment with it as you experience it, and you know it is the truth. With this aspect that we speak about, this example, there is a harshness, a condemnation, a gripping, a fear. And these are not qualities. They are not part of the dimension of God, of you, your true self, your best self. So we recommend that you do this exercise and homework, if you wish to call it, in the coming week, because the Easter tide and celebration is coming up also. And this is representative of resurrection, of eternal life, of rebirth in that way that life is eternal and constantly creative and rebirthing itself. It is not only the springtime, but the springtime reminds us of this truth about life. We will leave you with this, as it is and can be quite an exercise. Do not feel that it must be heavy, because this is not the way to come into this exploration that you will be doing. It is with a curious mind, and it is for you to feel you are unearthing those things that are not serving you, so that you may spring forth and bloom in your magnificence, in the true self, the best and highest self, that is your original and divine nature. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.